I want to begin by asking the girls and boys who are going to receive the communion, Jesus, for the first time, please, can you stand at this moment, all the boys and girls? Okay. Now we have our final exam. It's the moment for the examination. I have a few questions. And if you don't answer them, you have to come back next week. You have another chance in a week's time. Did they tell you that? Did Sister Pat mention that to you? That we're going to have a test now? Now, I think you have had enough tests already. I'm not going to question you another test. I just want to ask everyone to give you now a big hand of applause. And you may sit down. Thank you. We are here all to celebrate with you a very, very important day in your lives. I do have questions for your family, though. I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask your family. They are the old ones. They are the ones that should know things. Who among you remember the day of your first communion? Raise your hand if you remember the day of your first communion. Quite a few people, I think, have never had a first communion or have a very short memory because they can't remember the day of first communion. Los que se acuerdan de su día, del día de su primera comunión, levanten su mano si se acuerdan todavía el día de su primera comunión. That's all I could speak. I cannot go to any other language there. If there's anybody who will not understand English or Spanish. It is indeed a very, very important day. And that's why you are dressed in such a beautiful way. You are dressed for a very important encounter in your lives. You know, when your mom and dad, or maybe grandma and grandpa, when they were dating a long time ago, whenever they would meet each other, they wanted to impress. They would dress the best they could so they could impress. After they got married, I don't know how things went, but until that moment, they wanted to impress. Because it was a very important encounter for their lives. The very important encounter that you're having today, let's say the date that you have today in this Mass, is with Jesus Himself. That's why you dressed so beautifully. It's not only for so you have a nice picture, a nice memory. It is because the encounter with Jesus is a very, very important occasion in your lives. That is not the only one. Today is the first one and will continue. Every time you come to Mass, you'll be able to come forward. And perhaps until now, some of you would come and would ask for a blessing. Not anymore. From now on, you can come and come to the priest, to the ministry of Holy Communion, or to the deacon, and he will say in front of you the body of Christ. And you're going to answer? Nothing? I hear one. Yes. You'll say the body of Christ and you will answer? Amen. Beautiful. You know what amen means, no? I believe. Yes. I believe what? I believe that I'm receiving Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The gospel we heard Jesus say, I am the Good Shepherd. And I know you, and I have you in my hand. What a beautiful, beautiful image we have here. God has each one of us in his hands. What does that mean? It means that we are secure. No fear. No danger. God will always be there for us. That's why we come to him. That's why we prepare. And you had about 2 years coming weekly to religious education. So that you really, when you come today and forward in other masses, you come and you really say proudly, when they say the body of Christ, you say, amen. Yes, I believe. That is my Lord. That is the food from heaven that we all need. Why do we need? We need because we all need to do good things in life. Where we will find the strength to do good things? Well, the food from heaven, Jesus himself, he is our strength. But today, we thank the Lord for all of you. We thank the Lord for your families that really did not forget to give this instruction, to bring you to religious education, to see the importance of faith in our lives, to know that God has each one of us in his hands, taking good care of us, not allowing that any bad things will happen to any one of us, but asking from us to be close to him. As we come today, as you in a while will come and approach and receive the Lord, may this moment of grace be always with you as you walk in your lives, knowing that any time you will need something from God, you can come back and tell the Lord what you need, what your needs are, and pray to the Lord for the needs that you have, for the needs of your families, of your friends, and the Lord will be there to listen. And whatever you ask, if it is God's will, God will grant you. So may the Lord give you the strength. May the Lord give you the wisdom and keep you in the innocence of life, not being afraid of God, but always knowing that God's love is eternal. Now, one final question for you who are receiving communion. Are you happy today? Yes, why are you happy? Because you are receiving First Communion. Do you agree with him? Yes, yes. Why are you happy? Receiving Jesus? Yes, yeah, receiving Jesus. Any other? Why are you happy today? Because you're closer to Jesus. Yes, we are closer to Jesus. Jesus is always close to us. Today, you can give one more step to be closer to him. What about this side? Anybody? Why are you happy today? Receive the body of Christ. Yes, that's the way that the Lord wanted to stay with us. That's why he gave us his body and blood, so that in our journey, in our lives, we'll never be hungry, we'll never be thirsty. He's there for us, holding us in the palm of His hands, taking care of us. That's why we thank the Lord, we praise the Lord, and we ask that the Lord would think this is not the end of the line. This is just the beginning of an encounter. You dressed so beautifully for this first encounter with Jesus, body of life. Always remember that you have to dress, not only the external dress, but our lives must be beautiful always, because we are always invited to come back time and again to encounter the Lord who's there waiting for us.